91X News.
It's minus 3 and raining at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Emily Cannell. Transit and events in Belleville are being canceled left and right as a safety measure during today's treacherous weather. The Glenora ferry that travels between Picton and Adolphustown has been canceled until further notice. The Belleville Lions Club is also closed today. Yes, that includes bingo night. All registered recreation programs, such as fitness and children's programs, are canceled after 5 o'clock this evening. In addition, recreational swimming and aquafit are canceled. However, the Quinty Sports and Wellness Center remains open to the public. People are encouraged to drive with caution and only brave the roads if completely necessary. With the wild weather we're having, gardening doesn't seem like something that will happen anytime soon. Belleville Community Gardens has other plans. Molly Little has the story.
The sound of shoveling snow may not seem like spring, but despite the winter-like temperatures, preparations for the spring gardening season are still underway. The cool start will not slow down Belleville Community Gardens. Becky McWhirter is the greens coordinator for the city. She says once the cold temperatures pass, the city's 3 garden locations will open.
So once the soil is turned and the water is on, then gardening season will begin for the community gardens. And our goal is for this to all be complete by the first week of May, so around the time of what typically is the last spring frost.
McWhirter says that residents are already eager to get going.
We've actually received more applications than we have plots, so the demand is super strong this year because people come, they call and they say, is it open yet? Is it ready to apply? People get pretty excited about it.
The greens coordinator says that the weather will not affect the opening of the gardens and that the city likes to open them around the same time each year so residents know what to expect. Molly Little, QNET News, Belleville.
Everybody is talking about Judge William Horkin's verdict in the Gomeshi trial. He cleared Gomeshi of all sexual assault charges and one charge of choking. The judge had a month to deliberate after the 2-week trial in early February. He says the complainant's credibility was lacking, which meant there was no way he could give a verdict of guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Despite backlash for the federal budget's plans, the Liberals are insisting that this plan will help all Canadians. In particular, the budget has outlined consistent funding for First Nations child welfare systems. Assembly of First Nations Chief Perry Bellegarde applauded the budget today at a conference in Ottawa.
This budget begins the process of addressing decades of underfunding and neglect. And at long last, we have a budget that will help to lift those with the greatest need out of poverty.
The Liberal budget contained $8.4 billion in spending commitments for education, water, housing, and other services. Also revealed in the budget, Ontario government will increase student and school funding by $300 million next year. The grants are given to students who are deemed to be in financial need. The increase includes $7 million for First Nation, Métis, and Inuit education. Pope Francis is fighting anti-Muslim and anti-immigration today. During a special ceremony, the Pope will wash and kiss the feet of Muslim, Orthodox, Hindu, and Catholic migrants at a refugee center outside Rome. It's a Holy Thursday ceremony which inaugurates the most solemn period of the Catholic Church's Easter season. Health Minister Jane Philpott says the federal government will not appeal a federal court decision which struck down a ban on medical marijuana patients growing their own pot. Terry Pedbell has more.
Jane Philpott says the government respects the court decision that was handed down last month. She also says the government will move to address medicinal marijuana regulations in response to the concerns of the court. In his decision, Judge Michael Phelan suspended the ruling for 6 months to allow Ottawa to rewrite the law. The regulations were first introduced in 2013 and required patients to buy cannabis from licensed producers instead of growing their own. The federal court ruled after 4 British Columbia residents challenged the Harper-era legislation, arguing it had violated their charter rights. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Canadian pop superstar Justin Bieber has made a decision that is upsetting many of his diehard fans. Bieber has canceled all future VIP meet and greets with fans for the remainder of his Purpose tour. The Stratford native tells fans that the meet and greet process was mentally and emotionally exhausting to the point of depression. Bieber made the announcement over Instagram last night, racking up over 1 million likes and 150,000 comments throughout the day. Stand Up for the Arts show is sure to tickle your funny bone. Haley Rose has the story.
Comedian Rick Zimmerman will be the face of the evening as he MCs the second Stand Up for the Arts show this Saturday. Zimmerman was exposed to the arts at an early age because his dad was in community theater. Today, he spends his time making others laugh at him and with him.
I have absolutely no issue about making a small fool of myself. So.
14 local actors and comedians will be showcasing their talents this weekend in a variety of stand-up, musical, and sketch comedy, as well as improv. Carol Feeney is the executive director of the Quinte Arts Council. She thinks the show is a great idea for many reasons.
It helps raise money for the Quinte Arts Council for our program and services and arts education and all the different things that we do in the community. But it also, as I say, gives local talent an opportunity for a showcase. And it also brings in younger audiences. Many of the performers themselves are under 30, and it gives a showcase for some different type of performers.
She said they hope to run the event every year, but it's hard to say if it will continue.
It takes sometimes 2 or 3 years for an event to really sort of have traction. So we're still in the development stage, so to say.
Tickets are still on sale at the Quinte Arts Council office for $25. The show will take place on Saturday at the Greek Hall at 7:30. Doors and the cash bar open at 6:30. For more information, call 613-962-1232. Haley Rose, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
The Under-19 Women's World Floorball Championship, sponsored by West City Honda. In just 2 months, you can be a part of history. You can get your tickets for Belleville's first ever World Championship event at floorball2016.ca. The Under-19 Women's World Floorball Championships are brought to you by West City Honda, Capers Restaurant, Budweiser, and 91X. To become a sponsor, volunteer, or to purchase tickets, go to floorball2016.ca. When the world visits Belleville, we'll be ready.
Good afternoon. I'm Emily Cannell with sports. The Wellington Dukes have their work cut out for them in a 7-game series against the Trenton Golden Hawks. The Golden Hawks are ahead of the Dukes 3-1. Their next game is tomorrow night at 7:30 in Trenton. The NHL has a busy night ahead with 11 games lined up, Canadian teams playing in 6 of them. The Calgary Flames will take on the Minnesota Wilds while the Edmonton Oilers visit San Jose. The Vancouver Canucks will have an opportunity to end their shutout streak tonight in a game against the Nashville Predators. Tyler Bozak will be in the Maple Leafs lineup for the first time in nearly 2 months when Toronto faces the Anaheim Ducks. Bozak has missed the last 21 games after suffering the first concussion of his career. His head was hit during a game against the Ottawa Senators on February 6th. This has been Bozak's longest absence due to injury since his career began in 2009. A local woman is putting a unique spin on fitness. Rebecca Bartlett has the story.
Andrea Brennan Doucette is an infant and child development worker by day, and by night, she's a hula hooping whiz. She runs marathons and works out at the gym, but when she saw how much fun people had hula hooping, she knew she had to give it a whirl.
There's just something about watching someone hula hoop that makes you smile, makes you feel joyful, and I thought, oh my God, if this, just watching two people hula hoop makes me smile and feel joyful, I think it's something I need to actually try to do.
Brennan Doucette was watching Ellen when she decided to first try hooping. Her business of making and selling hoops started when she needed tubing to make one for herself, and it only came in 100-foot rolls.
I took a little video clip of it, I put it on Facebook, and just said to my friends, I have a whole bunch of tubing left over, I made myself a hula hoop, does anybody else want a hula hoop? And to my surprise, my inbox exploded with people asking for a hula hoop.
A few years later, she now sells her hoops online and teaches classes every Saturday at Living Energy in Belleville. Rebecca Bartlett, QNET News, Belleville.
The Toronto Raptors have made it into the playoffs. This is their third straight postseason spot, landed when the New York Knicks beat Chicago 115-107. The Raptors are sitting at 2.5 games behind Cleveland for first place in the Eastern Conference. Their next game is tomorrow night against the Houston Rockets. Canada's Chelsea Carey plays a pair of tough matches today at the round robin of the Women's World Curling Championship comes to an end. Carey faces Japan this afternoon before taking on Scotland this evening. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Taking a look at Belleville's forecast, the freezing rain will become rain later this evening with a temperature rising to +5 overnight. Tomorrow, the rain should end in the morning and give us a mix of sun and cloud for the day with a low of +3 and a high of 5. At 4:10, it's -3. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Emily Cannell with QNET News. News on 91X next at 5.